Boy, it sure is a pleasure to be talking with Janet Planet. She and John Harmon will be performing this Friday night at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Wayne. It's great to hear your beautiful radio voice.
And it's great to hear your beautiful vocals because you're such a great singer, great performer, and you've had so much success. Before we talk about your appearance at the Thrasher Opera House, I guess I'd like to ask, have you been busy during this kind of a crazy time?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. I'm glad you asked. And many of the musicians around me that are used to what I've been coining the phrase, using the tools. We had, of course, the shock, as everyone else, with all the cancellations that occurred. The big one for me was my tour of London in June, and that was a lifelong, you know, thing. But I'll tell you, it'll happen. Beyond that, a lot of live performances have been canceled. So using the tools by using Zoom formats, and I've been teaching a lot. During the summer, I teach privately, but I've also been hosting what I've developed. It's called Backstage Pass, where I've brought in these wonderful artists. Karen Allison was my first guest. Anita Wardell was live from Australia. And the next one up is Jackie Allen, a beautiful singer from the Chicago area who was signed to Blue Note. She's coming up August 13th. So that and, of course, working in the studio, working on projects and producing and a few gigs, which is coming up on Friday. So we're busy.
Now, John Harmon is performing with you, and you and John have played together numerous times throughout the years, and you make such a great duo. Tell us a little more about what people can expect Friday night. It's going to be limited seating as well, so it's going to be very, very close, and I think it's going to be a great audience for you.
Yes, and I like the setup. I mean, they're going to be setting up more of a cocktail tables, and so people can, you know, kind of like a club in New York, which is really cool. And John and I will be featuring pretty heavily the material from our latest release, which is actually about 2 years old now, time flies, entitled Da Capo, which means back to the beginning. All original material that was John had written for me, and then some songs that we collaborated on where I wrote lyric, and then some other songs sprinkled in that we just really enjoy, hoping to, you know, uplift people, make them feel good and warm and fuzzy. So probably mostly from Da Capo.
John Harmon, a great pianist, and you guys just blend together. Does it take long for you to get into that mood? If you've been off a little while, you practice a little bit, and then you're ready to perform, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because it becomes a little precarious. I mean, the omittance of a live, you know, audience is very interesting. I've done a few Facebook Live concerts as well, and how I interpret it is the lack of the physical, vibrational energy of humans in the room is very interesting. And so when John and I get together to practice, it's kind of like riding a bike. But I think just that connection of being in the moment, which is what jazz is all about, and connecting, we're practicing tomorrow. So we'll get one under the belt, and we'll be together in the same room 6 feet apart. But I just love John. He's my mentor. He's many of the musicians in our community's mentor. He continues to produce. He's 84. I spoke with him yesterday on the phone, and he is finishing up his sixth symphony.
Oh, my goodness.
And what he writes it on piano, and he does it old school with a pencil, it's a certain pencil, and it's a work of art. So, and he's finishing up his book. He's writing a book about the band that he mentored and wrote for back in the 70s, Matrix, which was signed to major labels as well. So, yeah, I could go on, apparently.
I'm talking with Janet Planet here. Of course, Janet, many awards and And I'll just to mention one, in 2017, you were acknowledged by the Grammy Foundation for your recording Janet Planet, Just Like a Woman, the music of Bob Dylan. Super. I actually listened to quite a bit of that, so I know what that's about. And I also know some of your other awards as well, too, so you're well acclaimed. But can you tell our listening audience what some of the songs you might be playing Friday night?
Well, off of DiCapo, there are so many gorgeous songs. One that I think we'll be doing is called Sundowner, that John had written for me back in the 80s. A song that I wrote the lyric to, John, beautiful melody, beautiful chords. The Gift of Surrender, John had played a melody for me, and he said, I wondered if you would want to pen a lyric to this. And he had the title, and I love that because it gives me the story. And so I think I'll be singing that as well. And some of the favorites that people like that we do, that we've arranged from the Great American Songbook. So there'll be some familiar and some original, but, the way John writes, it is like a classic. It should be in the Great American Songbook. So hopefully people will enjoy the show.
Janet Planet and John Harmon at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. This Friday night, the performance starts at 7:30. Very intimate atmosphere, only 30 people set up for these shows, including a cocktail-style seating, plenty of distance. Some tickets are still available, so check it out at ThrasherOperaHouse.com. Anything else, Janet?
Well, let's see. We should just, do a half hour sometime, don't you think, Wayne?
I think we should.
Talk about. But yes, just to mention the virtual tickets, they are selling virtual tickets. You might want to check that out at the website. But we do hope to see you in person. They're going to take all the precautions, wearing a mask, and I have no problem with that myself, but I won't be wearing one. I will be singing into the mic. But we'll be very careful and just know that this is what we need, We really need this. We need to be together and listen to music and enjoy the evening.
Janet Planet, thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you, Wayne.